Oh, there's Leo. You know, he's been a little bit more relaxed lately.
Did you see him last week when Mr. Jocelyn asked him to speak at the board meeting? I thought he was going to die.
I know, but he's lightened up a little bit. Seriously. Leo, you want to join us for lunch?
Hi, Joni. No, I can't today, but thanks anyway.
Getting ready for the big day, huh?
Well, as a matter of fact, I am. See you guys later, okay? All right, it's time for the next installment of Never Be Nervous Again. All right, let's see. Tape 2B, Scouting Tips, Fast Food for the Eyes. Pop the old cassette into the machine. Dorothy Sarnoff, here we go. I'm ready. If you're invited to speak somewhere, you'll need to do some advanced scouting with the program's organizer. We've already spoken of the importance of knowing your audience and customizing your speech to suit your listeners' interests. Again, you'll want to find out the length of the other speaker's talks. Remember, in most cases, any talk longer than 20 minutes is a test of your audience's endurance. Another important question to ask is, how many people will be attending your talk?
Knowing how many people you'll be talking to helps you prepare better and spares you any last-minute surprises. Once I went to Acapulco to talk to the American Society of Travel Agents, and if I hadn't asked ahead of time, I'd have been overwhelmed to find myself at the lectern facing several thousand people. I made my presentation as warm and as personal as if I were talking to an audience of 10 or 15 people. Two airline executives preceded me with very expensive visual aids and 12 video screens. Despite their sophisticated multimedia effects, I was fortunate enough to get the highest rating from the audience. I think it was because I spoke with the audience and not to a mass of people.